And the next opening song is found in the bulletin, and it's called Sing Out Earth and Sky. I don't know if anybody picked up shakers, but if you have them, it works on this one. Come, O God of all the earth, come to us, O righteous one. Come and bring our love to birth, the glory of your Son. Sing out, earth and sky, sing of the God who loves you. Raise your joyful cry, dance to the life around you. Come, O God of wind and flame. Sing out, earth and sky, sing of the God who loves you. Raise your joyful cry, dance to the life. Come, O God of flashing light, twinkling star and burning sun. Sing out, earth and sky, sing of the God who loves you. Raise your joyful cry, dance to the life around you. Come, O God of snow and rain. Sing out, earth and sky, sing of the God who loves you. Raise your joyful cry. Life around you.
All who are able, please rise and join me in the call to worship. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and burden, releasing all anxieties and fears.
We know that Jesus holds our lives in his hand, in this world and the next, and nothing can separate us from such love.
God has opened wide the doors to heaven, and never shall they be closed.
Let us worship.
And sky, sing of the God who loves you. Raise your joyful cry, dance to the life around you.
Trusting in God's love and God's embrace of us, let us come together in our prayer of confession. Let's pray together. Almighty Lord, God of the living, we confess to squandering your gift of life, to not living up to the legacy handed down to us from the saints, to focusing blindly on a future yet to come while neglecting the concerns of today. Forgive our failures, merciful God, and renew us to serve you faithfully and with undaunted purpose. Amen. In God's great compassion, the death and resurrection of Christ Jesus shows us God's forgiveness for our sins. And therefore, we may say in all confidence that in Jesus' name, all your sins are forgiven.
And
may the peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
And take a moment and share the peace of Christ with your neighbors.
Welcome you all this morning in the open arms of Jesus, whose love and grace are abundant and in whom we have eternal life. Welcome to Plymouth. I'm Pastor David. Good to have you all here today as we celebrate All Saints and All Souls Day, a day to remember all the saints who have gone before us and to remember those who have died. Especially here at Plymouth, we have the tradition of remembering, reading the names of those in the congregation or friends and family of those in the congregation who have died since the last All Saints, All Souls Day. So we will do the reading of those names, but also a day to remember anyone who has died as well, and all of the saints who have gone before us, and to remember that they've not may have bodily died, but live on in eternal life with God and with all who have gone before, until that day that we join them as well. And as part of honoring that, there'll be the after the offering, we have the reading of the names that are listed. And after I've read those names, we read a name, ring a bell. And after that, Lynn is going to play some music. We'll just have some quiet music playing. And if there's anyone else that you would like to remember at that time, whether they died in the last year or many years ago,
I invite you then to come forward, and we have candles on the table. You can light a candle and stick it in the sand. If you'd like to say their name out loud and what their relationship was to you, you may. If you'd rather do it in silence, do that as well. Do it whatever you're comfortable with. So we'll have time for that, and then after it seems everyone is done at that point, then we'll continue with the liturgy. We have special music. Kathy Wrights is here today. So good to have you with us. And Gay is also playing some music. We got lots of music today, which is nice. And next Sunday, Eric Nielsen will be here singing some music as well, sharing that with us. So good to have you here. Kathy was just brilliantly performing the Messiah last night with the Eau Claire Chamber Orchestra.
I was so brilliant.
Yes, but I was not brilliant. Kathy was brilliant.
I was sitting in front of her. And you
didn't focus. Yes, it was very good. So good to have you here. We'd have some ways coming up for you to serve your congregation, to serve God by serving this congregation. And one is the St. Francis Food Pantry offering. We're receiving that today during the offering. You have envelopes for that in your bulletin. We have an election bake sale on Tuesday. If you've been watching TV, you probably have no idea there's an election coming. But there is. There's one on Tuesday, and we'll have a bake sale. So please, Monday night delivery of baked goods, bring them tomorrow evening. Okay. So you bring those probably like 5 to 7, somewhere on that. All right. Bring those, make some baked goods to bring in, and then we have the Holiday Bazaar coming up on the 15th. We need people to work for that, and also people to make baked goods again, or arts and crafts, anything that you would like to make for that. Some workers. Sign-up sheet, and we also have Tammy Iceburner's printing company that she works for made posters for us this year. She made the Halloween posters for us as well, so we have a bunch of these very professional, beautiful posters out on the table. I've taken one to the Mega over here already, but if y'all want to grab some other posters and take them to other places in town that allow posters to go up, that's another good way to serve your church as well and get the word out. We have community table on November 22nd. We'll be serving there. That's a Saturday, so please join in on that. And just a heads up, Thanksgiving Eve worship will be at First Congregational this year, and that'll be on the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. Do you have, Keith, anything? And next Sunday after worship, we'll have a lunch, so plan to stay for lunch next Sunday. And if you'd like to bring a dish to pass, that also would be a wonderful thing. And anything else we need to go over in life of the church? Mary?
Wednesday, November 5th, is the meeting of Women of Plymouth. We're meeting at 10 o'clock. We're going to make cards, so bring a sack lunch. And we need to get you involved.
Another way to serve your church. Come in and help make cards and just enjoy fellowship and enjoy lunch. All right, if that is it, then let us continue our All Saints worship. We have a new, I don't know, do we, the communion hymn too, should we?
We'll do that when we get there.
Okay, very
but,
good.
I'll play this once.
Song,
this is in the bulletin, Holy Ground. Very appropriate for today. But we're also going to be using this for centering for the month of November. And so I'll play it once, kind of get it in your ear, and then we'll all join in.
Thank you.
We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in his presence on holy ground.
The New Testament lesson is taken from Revelation 7. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white? And where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes."
Thank you, Keith. Our gospel lesson is from Gospel of Matthew, and this is the beginning of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount from Matthew's gospel, and begins with these Beatitudes. And so hear now and listen for how God is speaking to you through these words. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak, and he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. And blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. Well, today is All Saints, All Souls Day, and we have a lot of music and a lot of prayers today, so we're really going to let those do most of the speaking. I'm not going to talk very much here. And if you've been here for a funeral or a memorial service, you've heard the message that I tend to give. You've heard my words about us as followers of Jesus being an Easter people. An Easter people. Not people of death, but people of life, because God is a God of life. And even after our bodies die, we live on in eternal life with God and with all who have gone before. And we don't know how that looks or what that looks like, but we have that assurance that we go on. And we go on even after our bodies die. And our God is a God of life. God of life and love and hope. Not a God of death and wrath and anger or whatever, but a God of life and hope and abundant love. And so the focus is not on the afterlife, but on this life. The life that we are living. And we can look to the lives of those who have gone before us, the saints that have gone before us, that have passed on our traditions for almost 2,000 years in the church. We look to how they live while we are alive to see how to live, or to look even at the lives of others of whatever faith they are from, those that have shown us how to live and how to be God's people as we strive to create God's realm here on earth, God's vision here on earth. Those that have gone before us, those that we remember today, have shown us what a life of faith looks like, how to live faithfully. And some of them have also shown us even how to die faithfully, how to die with dignity, with grace, with love and courage and faith. How to face our mortality, even as we live as fully as we dare to live, fully embracing the life that God wants us to live. And so today is a day to remember those who have died, those that have gone before us, but to do so by celebrating and remembering how they showed us to live, what they showed us, what they taught us, as they passed on their faith, as they shared fellowship with us here in the church, but even outside the church, as they served their church, as they served their families, their friends, their community. Things that we've learned from them by sharing meals, passing on stories. We are people of love stories. Communicate through stories, pass those stories on to the next generation, whether it's sharing them here in a church or sharing them at the supper table or around a campfire late at night or in the car on long trips or family gatherings on holidays. And through us, they live on through the stories, through what they've shared with us, what they've taught us. But also live on in our memories, our remembrances of them, the way that we remember and share stories about them. They also live on as they live on with God. As we live our lives here and now, we stand on the shoulders of the people that we remember, the church that they built, the world that they built, the community that they built for us. We stand on the shoulders of those who have lifted us up to show us grander horizons and to point us toward God. To say, live this way, go this way. And so thanks be to God this day for all of the saints that we remember, the ones that we'll read the names of in the bulletins, the ones that will be remembered maybe as you light candles, and even all those that we just remember in our heads silently. Thanks be to God for all the saints that we remember today. Amen. Amen.
Oh,
is time for us to worship God by offering of ourselves, giving back some of what we have received so that the work and mission and ministry of this church may continue. And I remind you that we received the St. Francis Food Pantry offering today as well. Our morning offering will now be received.
Loving God, we send your loved ones home to you, home to a place of everlasting love, to join there with the angel choirs and blessed saints, and to behold your glorious holy face. Receive their souls and let eternal light shine. Eternal light forever on their souls, so they may be forever in your dwelling place and be at rest in peace until we meet them there. O loving God, have mercy and forgiveness upon your servants now departed souls. Prepare a resting place among the angels, and may your grace and love enfold them evermore. Receive their souls and let eternal light shine. Eternal light forever on their souls, so they may be forever in your dwelling place and be at rest in peace until we meet them
there. Oh,
let us remember and give thanks and pray for those who have entered into their eternal life. Hear now the names of those who have gone before us. Jim Nelson, servant of Christ, who died November 8th, 2013. Sophie Bliss, servant of Christ, died January 15th, 2014. Robert Coons, servant of Christ, died January 31st, 2014. John Hancock, servant of Christ, died February 19th, 2014. Eileen Polden, servant of Christ, died March 3rd, 2014. Kay Stecker, servant of Christ, died July 15th, 2014. Christina Strand, servant of Christ, died August 8th, 2014. Carl Savage, servant of Christ, died August 18th, 2014. Marie Savage, servant of Christ, died August 28th, 2014. Dana Burns, servant of Christ, died October 2nd, 2014. Invite you now, if there's anyone else you would like to remember and light a candle for, to please come forward and do so. Let us continue our prayers. May angels lead you into paradise. May the martyrs receive you at your coming and lead you to the holy city of Jerusalem. May a choir of angels receive you, and may you have eternal rest. O Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, grant them rest. O Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, grant them rest. Blessed are the dead who from now on die in Christ. Jesus said, "In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. I go to prepare a place for you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you." Jesus said, and believes in me will never die. Eternal rest grant them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, for you are merciful. O sweet Lord Jesus, grant them rest, grant them everlasting rest, and let perpetual light shine upon them. Let them rest in peace. Amen. Let them rest in eternal peace. Amen.
Not seen, ear has not heard what God has ready for those who love Him. Spirit of love, come give us the mind of Jesus. Teach us the wisdom of God.
When pain and sorrow weigh us down, be near to us, O Lord. Forgive the weakness of our faith and bear us up within your peaceful word.
Seen, ear has not heard what God has ready for those who love Him. Spirit of love, come give us the mind of Jesus. Teach us the wisdom of God.
To those who see with eyes of faith, the Lord is ever near. Reflected in the faces of all the poor and lowly of the world.
Seen, ear has not heard what God has
Let us now come to the table with all those saints that have come before us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Let
us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
And we have a special communion kind of hymn here that Lynn is going to explain for us.
Okay, there is a refrain to this beautiful piece which is in the bulletin. As we gather at your table, you will hear it many times. I'm going to play it for you once here. Rid of this sunshine, I'm sorry. I'll play it once, and again, anytime you feel so moved to join with us, please join on that refrain. There are verses that will be in between, but yeah. This is the
refrain. The verses will be during the distribution. Where we're distributing the bread
right.
And the wine.
Yeah, we will always come like back to this.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the refrain. Let's just try that.
As we gather at your table, earth and heaven now embrace. Souls united as one body, become your dwelling place.
I think that will work just fine.
Very good. All right. And that will be during the distribution, and Kathy will kind of do that. So let us pray. Gracious and holy God, you created the heavens and the earth and all that is in them. We praise you, for you are our maker. We praise you for taking pleasure in your people and lifting up the humble. In all ages, you have been faithful to us, even when we were not faithful to you. You have sent prophets and witnesses to call us back to you when we ourselves grew weary, stumbled, or fell from your way. We recall some of their names before you in gratitude: Abraham and Sarah, Moses and Miriam, Isaiah, Ezekiel and Daniel, Elizabeth and Mary, Simeon and Anna, Peter and James and John, Mary and Martha, Stephen, Paul and Timothy, Tabitha and Cornelius, and our own Jim, Sophie, John, Robert, Eileen, Kay, Christina, Carl, Marie and Dana. And we also recall those witnesses whose names are not recorded: shepherds and magi, a boy with loaves and fishes, a little girl raised from the dead, a man who was born blind, a woman whose back was bent, the prodigal son, the Samaritan woman, the rich young ruler, the widow with one coin, many unnamed women and men, the Ethiopian eunuch, and countless more. And with them we say the ancient prayer: Holy, holy, holy God, ruler almighty, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Glory be to you, O God. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Out of your great love, you sent one who was more than witness: Jesus Christ, your only Son, our Savior. Born of Mary, he lived among us, sharing our joys and our sorrows, even suffering the pains of death. By your power at work in Christ, he was raised from the dead and is now seated at your right hand in the heavenly places, above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And so we say the mystery of our faith: Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Gracious God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to set our hope on Christ and live for the praise of his glory. Pour out your Spirit upon us as you have poured out your Spirit on generations past, so that our love for all the saints might increase, and also our love for the world you love. May the bread we break and the cup we bless be for us the communion of the body of Christ, until that day, until that great and promised day, when we will feast with all the saints in your eternal realm, through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor are yours, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And let us say together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And we remember that at the last meal that Jesus shared with his disciples, as they sat around the table, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and said, "This is my body, given for you. Whenever you eat of it, do so in remembrance of me." And after supper, he took the cup and said, "This is the cup of the new covenant, my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of all sins. And whenever you drink of it, do so in remembrance of me." And come then, for all is ready. Christ was raised to life. Death is swallowed up. Victory is won. Alleluia. And therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. Invite servers to come forward, and as we share in the bread, ask that you take a piece and hold on to it until we're all served, and then we will eat it together, symbolizing our unity as the body of Christ.
As we gather at your table, earth and heaven now embrace, souls united as one body, become our dwelling place. Life and death now joined together, saints and angels gather round. In this feast you join creation to show where love is found. As we gather at your table, earth and heaven now embrace, souls united as one body, become your dwelling place. Bound together in this banquet, formed to live for love alone, simple lives reveal your glory and make your goodness known. As we gather at your table, earth and heaven now embrace, souls united as one body, become your dwelling place. Through our joy and through our sorrow, through our laughter and our tears, you draw near to feed your people and calm our every fear. As we gather at your table, earth and heaven now embrace, souls united as one body, become our dwelling place.
This is the body of Christ given for you, and eat in remembrance of him. as we share in the cup, remind you of grape juice on the outside, rings and wine in the middle, and ask that you drink as you are served, symbolizing our individual yearning to touch or experience the divine. This is the cup of salvation poured out for you. And drink this in remembrance of him.
As we gather at your table, earth and heaven now embrace, souls united as one body, become your dwelling place. Jesus Christ, the bread of heaven, love poured out so we might live. Teach us wisdom and compassion to love and to forgive. As we gather at your table, earth and heaven now embrace, souls united as one body, become your dwelling place. Nourish us so we may see you in the weak and in the poor, in the prisoner and the outcast, the stranger at your door. As we gather at your table, earth and heaven now embrace, souls united as one body, become your dwelling place. Lead us onward from this table, eyes on heaven fixed on grace. Let us be your body broken, reflections of your face. As we gather at your table, earth and heaven now embrace, souls united as one body, become your dwelling place.
And let's say together the prayer of thanksgiving. Oh, amazing God, you come into our ordinary lives and set a holy table among us, filling our plates with the bread of life and our cups with salvation. Send us out, O God, with tender heartedness to touch an ordinary, everyday world with the promise of your holiness. Amen. I did not mention earlier, but we have white roses here for any of the family members of those that we remembered today in the list of names. So please take a white rose home with you today. Now Jesus has shown us in his life and in the lives of his saints the patterns of holy living and victorious dying. May the Lord strengthen your faith and devotion and enable you to bear witness against all diversity to the truth of God's overwhelming love and devotion to us. Amen. Amen. Amen.